Charlie, what's next?
Just go to whatever. Hey, what's up?
Good morning. Having my bowl of oatmeal.
Oh no, you're reading on the air. We got Anna Jr.
You look like
who?
You're Anna from Bubba the Love Sponge. You know, your hair makes you look like straight up Michael B. Jordan from Wakanda.
Okay,
like,
and your shirt makes you look like Where's Waldo? How about
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I know that. I'm just saying, it's some badass hair. My hair is horrible.
The horizontal lines are very slimming on Tuttle.
I thought, they make my chest a little bit broader, I think. All right, we're ready to go anytime. What the hell? All right. Taraxo eating.
No, I'm good.
You're eating oatmeal? Yeah, dry oatmeal. Yeah.
Porridge.
Have you noticed how Taraxo's wearing like an extra tight shirt to the show off
extra
like
tight?
His shoulders?
I like fitting shirts.
Did you leave that in the dryer too long?
All right,
wear a tuxedo next time?
All right,
three-piece
guys,
suit.
We're live. Yeah. We're live. All right, guys, welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast live stream, 11 a.m. edition. I got to tell you, Ciroc, Charlie, I'm going to need you guys to step up because, man, I haven't had one of these in a while, but I
Hemorrhoids?
Had the worst panic attack this morning.
Yeah,
like
you were saying that.
I mean, it was really, really bad. And I know what it's coming from because, you know, Saturday is my dad's memorial party.
Oh, I thought you were having feelings because you're joining the Nation of Islam. I still think Tuttle with a bow tie would be the way to go.
That'd be amazing.
Tuttle bow tie.
Tuttle Muhammad.
You know how I got this the other day when I saw the Tuttle stand-in, who I still have yet to get a picture of. He was wearing a bow tie, and I was like, man, I think Tuttle could pull the bow tie look off.
I think you can. Yeah. I think you should wear it this weekend, actually.
You should. Just dress to the nines.
I'm not like wearing a damn bow tie.
Well, not just a bow tie. I mean, it's not that kind of party.
Yeah.
Kind of be like a Chippendale. Just wear a bow tie. Suspenders.
Oh, no. Please don't do
that. Did you guys like the new videos that I'm posting? You know, because you only get a certain amount of characters on Twitter. So I thought It would just be easier to post the videos and stuff.
And
did you guys happen to see that?
Yeah, you left a couple characters off. I saw that.
I knew exactly.
What kind of promo is that?
Yeah, I knew as soon as I posted it.
Yeah, that it's all about me. Say it. Say it, Puzzle.
No, I just said the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
Yeah,
and what we're going to talk about, but I forgot to mention you and Ciroc.
That's all right. We're forgettable. And, don't worry.
No, I apologize.
What was that kid's name again? Who cares?
No, I feel really, really bad about that. I
not
do,
bad
man.
Enough that you so bad that you left her names off, and you probably will again.
Wow.
All you want to do is flex and be like, look at how strong I'm getting. I'm lifting the show all by myself. I'm going to carry the show by myself. I don't need the other two people.
I don't need them.
No, actually, if I'm just being honest, if it wasn't for you two, I wouldn't even be doing this extra 11 a.m. show. If I'm just
I thought you were
going to
be like, if it wasn't for you two, I'd be so much more successful.
I thought you were going to say that.
That's what I thought.
No, he'd be working on his traps.
No, but I'm not even working out today. You know what I'm doing? Because I haven't been sleeping. I think that's what it kind of caused and set off the panic attack. Have you guys ever like had a real full-blown panic attack?
What are the symptoms? I mean, what happens?
I mean, it feels okay. It feels like literally the first time you have one that you feel like you're going to die. Like it is.
I feel like every day.
Impending like doom.
Yeah.
Like you're in are you in pain?
No, your heart, like, see, that's the thing about a panic attack. Once you start having it, you get in your own head and you're like, oh my God, if I don't slow my heart down, I'm going to, you know, have a heart attack or something. And then it just makes it worse because you're worrying about you see what I'm saying? It's just a revolving cycle of everything.
Right.
I guess Ciroc's life is just so perfect.
No, dude, I get like night terrors like all the time. Like maybe once a month. It's terrible. I guess that's what it feels like, right? That's the panic attack, the kind of like the start sweating and I was close. Started sweating in S, but I caught myself on that one. Woo.
Any sleepwalking or anything like that, or just night terrors?
Just night terrors. Sometimes it feels like someone's like literally sitting on my chest or punching me in the chest at least.
Well, let me ask you, like, with your night terrors, have you ever like sleepwalked in your life? Like,
I'm sorry, that cracked me up. That comic cracked me up.
Have you?
My sister did one time. She walked right into a door and cut her head open.
What?
Yeah, when she was a kid, it was crazy.
Do you know they did a Law and Order like episode? SVU. SVU always like gets way out there. Yeah, but there was this guy that was using the defense of why he raped somebody in a dorm room because he was staying. Okay, so he was staying at his girlfriend's house, but he ended up sleepwalking and going into his girlfriend's sister's room. Okay, and ended up raping her. And his defense was that he was sleepwalking. Do you think that's even possible?
Yeah.
It's called the Tuttle defense.
I think so, but I think like she would wake up and like you can like wake people out of sleepwalking.
Yes, you can. It's not like that. I mean, like when my sister did it, she woke up after she hit the door. I mean, something jarring you is going to wake you up. Some people don't, but yeah.
Charlie, have you ever had a panic attack?
I'm pretty sure that I have. I'm pretty sure that I had one last year and I ended up freaking out and leaving my job. But yeah.
Nobody talked to me. Get away from me. I quit.
No, it wasn't even like that. I just walked out. I was like, I can't take this anymore. And I just turned around and I grabbed my stuff and I left.
I mean, that's what you're going to do, because I remember one time. See, how I know when I'm about to have one is that my vision starts. Well, no, my vision starts going away. Like,
okay.
Like I start getting like,
spots,
you know, dark spots around the edges, like it's, you know, closing in on me, and it's like, that's why, you know, like we'll never know what it feels like to die, because like you know, because no,
try being a Lions fan. Try what it feels like to die.
Try watching What Dreams May Come. It'll make you want to die.
Yeah, that was a bad Robin Williams movie.
Mm-hmm. It made Blubber look good.
But what I'm trying to say though is that we all have that fight or flight thing in us, right? Like where you feel like you have that impending doom,
right?
And that's what it feels like. So,
isn't a panic attack when your body doesn't know what to do in between?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, that makes sense.
And sometimes they come out of nowhere, like. Mm-hmm. But I know what this one's about. You know, 99 cents from yeah.
Appreciate it, Tom.
By the way, with the super chat, okay?
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
I have a piece of audio that we're going to play later on, okay?
Okay.
And homemade I can almost guarantee you, no, it's not one of those pieces of audio.
Maybe there's a few other pieces of audio that are going to get played today, too.
All right, so I'll set it up, okay? If we get enough money in super chat, I will play the unedited video of it, because I can guarantee you, and it makes me angry, the pedophile being encountered, okay? You know the one that I'm talking about. I just didn't want to edit it, because I don't think the news should be edited at all, right? I mean, do you guys agree?
No, especially if they're playing it on the news. I mean,
well, this wasn't played on the news. This was just somebody.
This was played outside of the hobo fish camp.
Well, no. But it's a guy that confronted his molester.
I think I saw that.
And you know that it's like, a lot of people could say, oh, it's fake. But nobody wants to play the part. It's a man-on-man thing. So no man wants to admit that he had to do a certain thing to a certain person that also happened to be a man. And then there's also the molester that, you know, even if it is a fake video and this is all.
How do you get a guy to play that? Yeah. How do you get a guy to play a molester? Listen, this is going to be the acting role of a lifetime, but you may never get an acting role again.
All right.
So what's a good number? If I got 40, maybe 50 bucks in super chat to play it unedited, because if I play this, I think I may get demonetized for the video, is what I'm trying to say.
Okay, well, can I at least get a few swear words in then? Just, you know, might as well go all in.
No. We can't. Yes, we can't.
Okay.
But one of the first. All right. Okay. So I just wanted to throw that out there, super chat wise. You know what? Most likely gonna play it. Yeah, probably gonna play it anyways. You know what? Because it's such great audio. Did you listen to it? Charlie?
I didn't listen to all of it. I listened to the first couple seconds of it, and I was like, ooh, this is interesting. I didn't know that it was, I thought it was a news story. And then when I listened to part of it and I found out that it wasn't, I was like, oh, okay. And now I know why you sent me that stuff this morning.
Now the first story we're going to get into is that, this guy got attacked by a shark while surfing. And that's why I've never understood. I try to stay out of the ocean as much as I can. Like, do you guys, because like I want to be able to see what's underneath me. Do you get what I'm saying? Like or something?
The ocean always, the life that lives in the ocean, obviously, I don't want to be dealing with that between jellyfish and sharks and all kinds of other stuff. We're not supposed to be swimming around and playing in that. And a lot of that water is polluted too. Not all of it, but.
Yeah, I'm a terrible swimmer. Guy? So no, not at all. But give me, I keep muting myself just because the guy above me is doing like renovations. And is he? He's like drilling.
Just leave it. And you know what? Can you go mobile?
I went.
Can you go mobile?
He's making that, right?
Yeah. Can you go mobile, like on your phone and reconnect?
I went up there a month ago and I kicked the door open and like literally cussed everybody out in there.
What's he? He's remodeling the whole place.
No, he's cutting up bodies.
Yeah, listen, you can hear it. You can hear it.
No, that sounds like a saw going through bone. That doesn't sound like a saw going through wood.
Does it ever get stuck a little bit and you hear?
Yeah, you can hear it now. Listen,
it keeps going again.
You hear that?
Oh, wow. That's definitely bone and cartilage.
So I'm gonna text my girl to go up there and tell him to, you know, kind of take a break for a second here.
Now, would you be okay, like, if your girl, you know, maybe had to flirt with him a little bit to get him to stop? Like, would that be okay? Like, if she, like,
I mean, yeah,
hey, baby.
I think he's an old guy. He's an old guy. I don't even think he can get it up anyway.
Old guys are the horniest. So just tell her, like, baby, put on your highest heels, shortest skirt, go up there and be like, oh, did it stop or did you just mute?
I muted. I keep muting myself just so that it's so loud. Like, I got headphones on. I can hear it.
Yeah, get your chick to like get all dolled up, go up there and be like, hey, you know what can we do to get you?
I'm going
this?
Up there. Give me like 20 seconds. I'm going up there, dude. I'm about to fight this. 1 sec. I'll be back.
What are you supposed to do if you have a night job? Of course he mutes it. Then we can't hear the yelling. Oh, this kid didn't know how to work, man.
I know.
I would have had that on the entire time. That's good.
I hope he brought his phone with him.
I
think
so
he's
too.
Using his phone because, like, this all has to be captured, right? Like, I don't think he's going to.
We need to go to the wireless. Go to wireless A. You're like, we don't have that yet.
No, but I know, like, he, man. I'm going to give him hell if he does not. Well, I really can't give him hell. It's not like he's getting paid anything
You're going to give him heck? Yeah, I'm not paying anybody anything. It's all about me. Ooh, what are you drinking there, Chick-fil-A? What'd you have?
Well, it's water. It's just basically
water.
You're
just reusing the cup?
Yeah, like,
is
you know,
Styrofoam?
Colton, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know what Colton does? Colton keeps the large Chick-fil-A cups.
He's a boss. Yeah. That's a boss move. I don't care if people make fun of him for that. I think that's pretty, I mean, good God, if you're going to go and do that, how could you hate that hustle? You're just going to walk right in there and get your refill anyway.
Do you know what he does? He sits there and asks people for their receipts. If they get that survey that you get on the back, that you get a free chicken sandwich of.
He's soliciting surveys?
Yeah. And guess what? He fills out every single one of them.
Oh, man, they're going to know. It's going to be like that McDonald's scam. He's the Chick-fil-A kid.
Oh, the Monopoly thing?
Yeah. Did you watch that documentary? It's about 6 parts too long. They could have made it all in one.
No, I did not. All right.
So they knew the guy that was. So basically, they knew the guy that worked at the printing thing. He was like a security guy, was stealing the winners and then selling them.
But back to the shark attack story. Did you ever hear, did I ever tell you about the dumbest stunt that I ever did? The most dangerous, in my opinion.
Not the coffin, the concrete casket thing.
No, a lot of people don't know this. New Smyrna Beach is the shark bite capital of the world. New Smyrna Beach. More people are bitten by sharks there. And they ended up closing the beach down. And Russ from the Monsters in the Morning sent me out on a surfboard. I made a belt that had mullet all around it. And I poured a bucket of chum on myself before I got on the surfboard and paddled out into the water of the closed beach, because it had been like 20 straight days of people getting attacked. Yeah.
Was this filmed? Is there footage of this?
It was never filmed.
Did you call into the radio from the surfboard?
Yeah, I did, actually. I put in
that alone is scary.
But everything that bumped against me, it was like I just absolutely was like, oh my God, what is that? What is that? Because there was 20 straight days of somebody, at least one person, getting bitten.
And the
local news journal wrote about it. And you know that Claire Metz chick that Bubba plays on his show all the time, the older, weathered looking chick. Yeah. Was out there and actually did a story about it, because I was banned from New Smyrna Beach, that area there by the jetty.
We got to do a show of the places that you've been banned from alone. That would be a whole hour plus of different places that I'm not allowed. Didn't you climb up some building that they never
finished? The I-4 eyesore. This is a building. When I first started interning at Real Radio in 2000, and they're still not done with the building, Charlie.
Isn't it a church building? That's what I was going to say. Some kind of, and they just build when they have the funds,
the money. Yep. Yeah. They call it the I-4 eyesore.
How can they get away with that? Because they're a church. They should be like, hurry up and finish that thing. What are you waiting for the resurrection till you finish it?
I had to climb all the way up to the 20th story, because the elevators and stuff weren't working. Mm-hmm. That's how high, because they were pitting the panes of glass up and it only went to the 20th story. So I snuck in there, ran up 20 flights of stairs and hung a Monsters in the Morning banner off the beam building. Yeah.
That's crazy. Talk about great promotion. And then what, they nailed you right when you got out of the building?
No, I got out of there, but they called the program director and they're like, hey, we're not going to press charges, but that guy is not allowed here.
We don't want no Tuttles around here no more.
Yeah, let's get into this story.
Okay.
Shark attacks don't happen very often here on the North Coast, but when they do, they attract a lot of attention. It happened about 9 a.m. in the surf off North Salmon Creek Beach. The water was crowded with surfers when a swell rose up between Jared Davis and a man floating beside him.
When he was back into view, I saw the dorsal fin.
Now, can we stop that real quick? See, the thing about California is they actually got great white sharks, right? A lot in the Pacific. Are you back, Ciroc?
Yeah, I handle it.
Did you record it?
So first thing I did was call the property manager to see if that was even allowed.
You played that card? You played the property manager?
Because the owners don't live there, so they're just contractors, so I'm not going to... Ooh, that was close. Yell at them, but I went up there, asked for like 30 minutes.
I think you can say bitch them out. That's okay. You can say bitch on the radio.
You can say bitch.
Okay, yeah, I bitched them out then. Well, cool.
All right, I'm gonna do the class, because I remember... When iHeartRadio was getting in all the trouble, they had this like little computer test and you had to put certain words in certain buckets.
Answer key right next to the computer like they did when they made us do that at our job?
Yeah, but you had to put it in, keep it, when in doubt, they had this thing, when in doubt, keep it out.
Hey.
Yeah.
I thought it was when in doubt, gas it, but I might have seen that on the back of a car somewhere.
Yeah, so Ciroc, let me just catch you up real quick. We're playing the shark attack story, and I tell the time in New Smyrna Beach, which is the shark bite capital of the world. Okay. They made me wear a belt made of mullet and dump chum on myself and go swimming on a surfboard out in the water.
Man, so they're trying to kill you, pretty much, is what you what you're saying.
Yeah,
you
so
escaped
that's,
the murder.
Yeah, so that's why I wanted to play this story about the shark attack over in California, because
this guy didn't dump himself in chum, did he?
Yeah, well, I don't think he did, but they do have great whites more prevalent in the California area, right?
I would assume so.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. Let's see.
And then I saw the tail fin of the shark. They were kind of going down into the water. It definitely wasn't like a quick attack. It was nice and slow.
The surfer, a man
Seems like this shark nice was a creepo. Like he was like wanting to take his time.
Yeah, it was R. Kelly shark. Yeah. Nice and slow.
Stalking his victim.
Bump and grinding.
Like shark and help. And Davis began paddling in with him.
He had kind of caught up to me and I saw his leg. It looks like he had a red stripe on his wetsuit, which is pretty common. But that was actually blood.
Let me ask you. Do you attempt to save the guy? Or no. Do you automatically think better him than me? And you know how they always say in zombie movies, it's not being the fastest. It's if you're the slowest. You see what I'm saying? Like if the zombies are eating some big fat guy, then that gives you time to get away.
I see that. If it's a chick out there, yes, I would probably go out and maybe try to help. Dude, no, I'm gonna finish my joint that I'm on the beach to smoke and I'm leaving.
Yeah, no, I'm not helping anyone.
So what if it's a really hot chick and maybe you make a love connection, but both of her legs have been bitten off by the shark?
I mean,
as long as she doesn't have a trach hole, we're good to go. I'll save her for you.
Man, keep that callback going.
I know, it's gonna be going for days.
Yeah.
Shocking evidence. A wide arc of teeth marks indicating the size of the shark. When paramedics Jonathan Bauer and Tim Saluzzo arrived on scene, they wondered if the report was even real.
Of course, having to ask the patient, like, did you get a chance to see it? And he did get a chance to say that it was a pretty large shark that did bite him.
So he did see the shark?
Yeah, he actually, he did.
Why are paramedics, like, doubting, like, this is a false rape accusation or something? Yeah. Like, no, seriously. Did you see the shark? What did the shark look like? Can you describe him?
He gives a description. Yeah.
Give us a description of the shark. Yeah, because the guy's out there with fake teeth biting into his own leg. Who would do that? To talk about stuck-up paramedics. Just help me out. I'm bleeding already to death.
Yeah, but they don't usually eat you, right? They just kind of, like, take a little nib. Yeah.
They just want a little bite.
Yeah. You know, just injure you just because.
They're the vampires of the sea.
I like sharks.
What's that?
Well, the orcas are the apex predator when it comes to the ocean. Like even great white sharks, get out of town when orcas are around. Yeah, they do.
Do they eat dolphins?
Yeah, they eat all kinds of stuff. Don't mess with Shamu.
And orcas are dicks. Like they just kill for fun. Like they'll see a stingray just like swimming on the top of the water, and an orca will just come right by and smack it with its tail and send it like 40 feet up into the air.
That sounds like a human. Or maybe that's what happens when you die. You turn into an orca.
They'll flip seals up in the air and stuff like that. They do all kinds of craziness.
And they're smart as hell. Have you ever seen them try to beach themselves, like going after like seals that thought they were like, you can't get to me. You can't get to me. And the orca
and
will just
open and they just boop. It's like Pac-Man of the sea.
Yeah. Like they don't even give a damn about beaching themselves. They'll just go right up there.
Because even if they do beach themselves, they know some dumb humans will come along anyway. Because everybody's
we got to come save you
at the beach. Have you
ever seen the orcas on like, there'll be a seal that think he's okay, and he'll be like on a little floating piece of ice, and he'll be like, yeah, you can't get to me, bitches. And then like the orcas are so smart, like they'll all work in unison to create a wave to like wash the seal off the ice.
Did you see that? Was this video, I think like last week, of a seal that jumped on like this fisherman's boat.
Yeah, on the boat, and the orcas were like bumping into the boat and stuff. Yeah. They were like, yeah.
I was reading the comments, and people were like, "Oh, you should." They were like dogging the lady because she didn't like take the seal to like safety, wherever that would be.
I would have 300 kicked that seal right off the boat. Yeah, like this is Sparta.
Gas, grass, or ass. Nobody rides for free, especially on the boat.
No. All right, let's wrap this story up.
He had a struggle with it as well.
The injured man suffered a serious leg injury, including arterial damage. Fellow surfers applied a tourniquet made of surfboard leashes and carried him on a board up to the parking lot, where he was eventually airlifted to Santa Rosa Memorial Hospital. After the attack, the park district closed the surf to the public for a length of 2 miles, patrolling the beach to keep visitors out of water.
I wonder if there's like a new Tuttle out in California that is like, all right, I got to go out to that beach. It's close.
Probably.
History repeats itself.
Yeah. Somebody has to do it.
Tuttle Jr. No, nobody's doing stunts on the radio TJ. Anymore. That's for sure. None of these.
You know, when I interviewed for that Rock 105 job up in Atlanta, I was just talking about all the stunts that I did. And the PD was like, you know, we don't do that stuff anymore. And I'm like, look, okay, I know that it is 90s radio, but a good, like, gimmick stunt to get attention. I mean, if it's good and creative, why not still do it?
Yeah. Did he give you the Paul Giamatti? That was chicken ass radio. Now you're into big times, Tuttle. This is Atlanta radio, and that ain't going to
be. We don't do that
there.
Type of stuff.
We don't do you that know, type of 90s shocking and jocking radio that you used to.
You know, I'm bored with that story. Can I wanted to move on to the Urban Meyer press conference. Did you see any of this, Rock? Do you know anything
the
about
press
the
press conference?
Meyer?
No, but well, I saw the video of him dancing with the chick.
I know, man.
Was
like,
he?
See, you
was he dirty dancing?
Oh, the girl was crying. Honestly, she was acting like she was the center. And Urban had like his hands, like he was getting ready to, you know, get the football hiked to
draft
him.
Her. He was getting ready to draft her.
No, but Ciroc though, like, I mean, you can't do that stuff in public, especially if you're
especially after a loss, you know?
Yeah. Your team is losing. You, you're supposed to be some King S of F Mountain and, you know, in college. And now your career is going down the tubes in the NFL and you're basically dirty dancing Patrick Swayze style with some chick.
Yep. Oh, he wasn't even
caught
dancing.
On video.
He was on a high stool, like at the bar
getting danced on.
Yeah. And the chick was like basically giving him a closed lap dance.
Oh, then that's, I got no problems with that. That's on her.
Oh, I don't either, but I'm sure.
He's out there like trying to dance around and stuff like that. Then I got a problem with that.
No, but hear how defeated he sounds in this press conference.
He should.
And we've all been there as guys where we have just been caught red-handed. That Ciroc, have you ever been there where like you're just caught red-handed?
I've been caught
like,
plenty of times.
And you're just like, oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
I just say, you got me. You got me. You got me this time.
I'm sorry. All right, let's hear this audio.
Yeah, I just apologize to the team and staff and for being a distraction. Just stupid.
Okay, well, for one, you're the coach of the team.
Right, I apologize to myself.
You don't owe an apology to your players because a lot of them are out doing the same thing. I bet when they saw the video, they were giving Urban Meyer like dabs. Like they were like,
hey, coach, I see you out there. I see you, coach.
Yeah, go get it, coach.
Not only that, there's already been reports that people on the team don't like him. So imagine you're just sitting there stewing at your locker and this idiot comes in there and he gives some speech that you don't want to hear anyway about exactly
accountability.
Things that you're doing too, you know, it's
So let's think about this. Urban Meyer, everybody thought he was the greatest guy, but think of how many bad people and everybody thought he ran a clean program in Gainesville. But look, you had Aaron Hernandez on that team.
You
had Riley Cooper.
Guilty.
I know he has the longest yard type of team.
Yeah. And then you had a Cam Newton on that team that stole somebody's laptop and ended up getting kicked off of that team as well.
Listen,
too.
I don't care what you guys do in your spare time. Just make sure you show up to the game at 12 o'clock on Saturday. Yeah.
He didn't even care what condition they were in, as long as they could go on the field and hit somebody.
Mm-hmm. All right, listen. See, I would have loved to have been a journalist at this press conference because he does sound real. It gets worse, guys, when you hear this audio.
So I explained everything that happened and owned it, and you know, just stupid. Should not have myself in that kind of position.
Why as guys, when we apologize, we all just start talking low, we have our head down, like we're defeated.
Just don't want
stuff.
A lot of attention towards you, you know?
I think you're supposed to, you know, act solemn because everybody knows if you acted how you really feel, then people would go, what the hell's going on? Why did he hold a press conference?
Yeah, imagine the opposite. You said, listen, I'm sorry, okay? I messed up.
You want to blame somebody? Blame the woman. I didn't do anything.
Blame me.
What if he went about it the Allen Iverson way and he was like, So what are we talking about here? Cheating?
About dancing?
Are we talking about dancing? Yeah. I mean, I go out there and give it all. I got 3 national championships as a college football team.
We're talking about cheating.
We're talking about cheating.
Yeah.
I go out there and give it all. I give it all for my 11 players out there on the field.
Every Sunday.
Tim Tebow. If he was there, this would not have happened. Could you imagine Urban going up to Tim Tebow, his star child, and telling them that he just got dry humped by some lady in a club and now he has to apologize for it? How do you think he would have reacted?
Let me ask you, do you guys think that Tebow has any skeletons in his closet at all?
He looks like he's buried a few.
He's like Tom Brady. He's probably just really good at hiding that big secret that they all have.
Yeah. I mean, he's probably drinking infant's blood. Tom Brady, that's how he's staying so young. All right, let's hear the more pathetic, even more pathetic, Urban Meyer.
Back with the team, or did you stay in?
No, I stayed to see the grandkids, and we all went to dinner that night at the restaurant. And then there's a big group next to our restaurant, and they wanted me to come over and take pictures, and I did. And trying to pull me out on a dance floor, screwing around. And
wait a minute, did he do this in front of his grandkids? I'm sorry, but
if you want sympathy, just throw the kids in there.
That's some swagger.
Yeah, it is. That's pretty ballin' just to be like, hey, hang on, grandkids. I'm going to go over here and deal with these youthful kids over here.
And this girl looks maybe like 23, 24. What would you say, Sirach? Pretty young, right?
Yeah, about 24, yeah.
Yeah, well, you're not going over there for some 35-year-old. Of course.
Did she know it was Urban Meyers?
That brings me to the next thing. Who cares? It's not like it's Johnny Depp or somebody a big name. What are you going to say? Ooh, I gave a head coach in the NFL a lap dance. I don't see anybody beating down Andy Reid's door.
I mean, he's a big, fat-ass Philly.
Andy Reid called getting a lap dance.
Andy Reid's got his own problems, too. That son of his is going to jail for a long time after that family he killed.
And listen to some of the questions. Because reporters, and I love it because I would do the same exact thing, they smell blood in the water just like sharks. So just listen to some of the questions to come up.
How did the team react? I mean, they're probably pretty reactionary. How did they take it, your apology?
Well, I've always been so defensive of them. You know, I remember when Trevor told me he was going to go to Vegas for his bachelor party. I mean, I was just like, gosh, man, be careful and surround yourself. And because I've seen this happen. And
take plenty of pictures.
Wait, so did he just admit that the rookie quarterback is giving him advice that, you know, you got to be careful? Is that what he said? Like he said
Trevor had invited him to his bachelor party in Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Be careful, Trevor.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I'm so glad we didn't get that guy.
Are they 0-4?
Yes. I don't like Trevor Lawrence at all. He looks like a jerk.
He looks like Sunshine from Remember the Titans. Remember the long-haired quarterback kid?
Yeah. Exactly.
He does. Hopefully he ends up like Paul Walker.
I spoke to a bunch of leaders one-on-one, spoke to all the players. They're good. They were focused on Tennessee, and I apologized again for being a distraction. Coach should not be.
Yeah, he is a distraction, though. His whole team's a distraction.
You think he'll go back to college?
Yeah, as quick as he can. I told Tuttle this the other day. I think he's going to do the Nick Saban route. He'll be in the league for maybe another year, and then he'll be gone.
I mean, how many college football coaches have tried to go to the NFL? Spurrier was one.
Chip Kelly.
Yeah, like there are a lot of them that have not done a damn thing, and it's just a different type of ball game.
Yeah, he misses all those college girls. That's what it is.
And it's easier to throw more scheme packages and stuff in college than it is in the NFL. That stuff doesn't really work by then.
They get paid the same, pretty much, right?
Well,
as far as coaching.
Oh, no. I mean, look at
Nick Saban's contract is more than NFL. NFL coaches.
Right. Well, that's what I mean, though. It's not like a huge disparity. Well, at least with the top coaches.
No. I mean, he's making that's crazy money in college that he's making.
Yeah. Let's get through this Urban Meyer.
We're almost done.
Distraction.
Okay. What How about your family? Did you feel a need to apologize to your family?
Yeah. I love it. Yeah, I love the reporter. They got to bring in the family.
They're upset.
Have you talked to Shad Khan about it? And what was that conversation like?
I did.
Is the owner of the Jaguars named Shaka Khan?
I think so.
S-H-A-D.
Have you talked to Shaka Khan about what happened? Yeah.
Would you say, let me love you, Shaka Khan?
Yeah. No, how did your wife feel about the chubby in your pants what is with the girl?
Yeah. How did you explain that to your grandkids when they couldn't sit on your lap for a good 20 minutes afterwards?
No.
Stay away. Grandpa's got something going on over here.
What's in your pocket?
Yeah. No. Go eat some pizza. Here's some coins for the arcade.
Playbook. What's in your pocket? Playbook. My business.
It's Tim Tebow's mini Bible he gave me.
It's a cross. It's a crucifix.
Yeah. Is that a crucifix in your pocket, or did you have a good time over there, Grandpa?
I was baptizing her.
Grandpa Urban. Can you imagine saying that? That's such a weird first name, Urban. Urban Meyer. Who's his brother? Oscar?
Oscar Meyer.
They got that money. He gets to drive an intermobile. Those things are cool. When you see them every once in a while, I think COVID killed the Wienermobile.
You know what? I don't even want to hear anymore from Urban Meyer.
No, he doesn't literally 10 seconds. No, he doesn't. He's so disingenuous and deflated. This is what you have to worry. That I would have walked in there and been like, this is what you're worrying about. Our team is 0-4.
Yeah.
Some people took a picture with me. We got a lot.
I wish he would have told the truth.
We got a lot bigger fish to fry than
I'm horny.
Our team sucks. I want to lap dance. I mean, what?
Yeah. I'm horny. Like, my wife isn't giving me sex because we're 0-4.
Just tell them straight out. It's not like I stuck a digit in. You know, right. I just took a picture with somebody. I'm sorry that I did that. It was wrong of me to do that.
I wanna get into the high school football team. I mean, we were all hazed in high school. Sports teams. I was on sports teams, but
I wasn't hazed either. So maybe because of that.
But I never got hazed like this next story. And I'm not even going to break into it. Yeah, high school football team season was canceled because of this happening. And I'll let you guys hear the audio.
WCCO has uncovered disturbing new details about why a Minnesota high school canceled its football season. School leaders and police in Proctor won't talk specifics, but multiple.
Okay, can I stop you real quick?
No.
Just remember the name of the school, Proctor. All right. Oh, no. Before we get into this,
did somebody make a joke that it was a gamble?
No, but proctologists. You know where I'm going with this. Proctor.
Like in Seinfeld. Anytime you get a seat next to them, take a seat and listen to the stories, because nobody wants to admit that they stuck something up there.
Told WCCO's Liz Collin about a locker room assault and the video that spread on social media.
Oh, shit.
Everyone's super stressed. Like, I don't know. It's just hard.
And they're talking to a bunch of students. Okay, I swear to God, every student that they're talking to sounds dumb as hell or high as F. Like, I am just saying.
They do live in Minnesota, eh? So what did the guy look like?
Proctor 23. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, their season's over. The Proctorettes aren't going to be dancing.
Is that what they're called, the Proctorettes?
I hope not.
Ms. Koski talked to us about the last 2 weeks at Proctor High School, a senior year she was looking forward to after so many changes from the pandemic the 2 years prior.
It's bad. It's bad.
Now no football season, after what Koski says she saw posted on social media. Multiple students told us two football players held down another player as a third older teammate used an item to sodomize that player held on the ground.
Andy got away from the sisters, but he didn't.
So what do you guys
must be cute dogs?
All right. So do not talk about
what is
or,
the item?
Or go into description. What kind of item do you think was, you know, used to sodomize this kid?
Let me think.
I'm going plunger.
No, you don't think they Tawana Brawley'd him, do you?
Yeah, I do. I really think they brought back the old school hits.
Oh, man. I mean, it makes sense. What else is there in a bathroom? Unless they brought something, an apparatus from home, but still.
You could sodomize somebody with a cleat.
Maybe a little toilet thing, the swirly thing for the toilet.
Oh, like a brush?
Yeah.
I don't know. That sounds kind of cool.
Because
I get itchy there sometimes in a cleaning brush.
Don't turn the story into Tuttle scratches himself in the back.
Wait, is he supposed to be enjoying this? Like, oh, God.
And this happened. Well, obviously, if it canceled the football season, it happened to a dude. So.
And it was filmed. It was filmed. And now we can't. So I don't even want to look for that video because isn't that considered child pornography?
I think so.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they do they. Well, there's more charges to be brought up then. Whoever filmed that is going to get in trouble as well. That's why all these hazings that used to happen back in the day used to happen in under, you know, lock and key. Nobody saying anything except for people making fun of them.
The worst I ever got hazed.
Finally.
When I was a freshman on the varsity, because I made varsity baseball team as a freshman, and they always would give you a wedgie. They would just rip your underwear right off of you. Okay.
Jesus Christ.
While you're wearing clothes. So, but you know, like I've always been a grower, not a shower, if you know what I mean. And maybe a certain part came out when they were pulling the underwear off of me during field day where they were having a bunch of competitions and everybody started calling me Pinky D. if you know what I mean.
Yeah, what a,
besides that, people always would come up to me because I have a big head and they would be like, reporting to headquarters, sir.
Guy can throw a hell of a fastball. Right. We call him Pinky D, though.
Yeah. Well, at least they didn't do any bat work to you. It could have been a lot worse.
Oh, could you imagine? Would you rather? All right, let me ask you this: if you were to be sodomized with a baseball bat, would you want the big end of the barrel or the one? Because you know, on the other end, it's got that like little
nub.
Because you get past that one part. I don't know if it's coming out.
No. Either way, if they put a catcher's mitt over your face, as long as it happens, I think it.
You gotta go with the small part. You gotta go with the handle.
And we had and the wrestling team, I got hazed. The guy that was the undefeated, like 185 weight class, big, humongous African-American gentleman, they called him Butterball, would walk around nude. Like, you know, like you are proud of what you got when you would just walk around nude in the locker room as a high school student.
Yeah, there was only two types of people that walked around nude in high school locker rooms. The ones that were a little challenged and the ones that didn't have any fear about what they were packing down there.
Right.
Yeah, because he would walk up to you and be like, yo, your shoe's untied. And when you would look down, it would just be a
whap
big,
you in the face.
Yeah, well, not
hey,
like
your pubes
slap
untied.
You. No, but like it just would be like right there, like staring you down. You know, it's like in Jurassic Park, where they say they encountered the T-Rex, and they're like, "Don't move!" It hunts by sight.
It's that scene where they look over and the big eyes looking at him. It's like that when you look up.
Yeah, it was like, "Don't move," because it hunts by sight.
Like either way, Laura Dern was involved. So
one-eyed brown snake.
What a clever girl.
So what'd you do? Did you pretend to tie your shoes then?
What am I supposed to do? Like the guy could have. Like beat the hell out of. All right, can we get back into this story? I'm just sharing way too
did
much.
Did it look
today.
Like my microphone?
You are sharing a lot,
but I think it was gross, really gross.
Students told us it took days for school officials to find out as video and pictures circulated among classmates on Snapchat.
I think that the dude that did it should definitely get punished for what he did.
As they
that guy's high as hell. Did you hear them?
Oh yeah, for
they
sure.
Should be in trouble.
That
I'm thinking, oh man, that was
and you know
Chris,
what's
dude.
And you know what's funny? Like back in the high school days, if there would have been a camera there, I would have ran away because I was stoned out of my gourd. I wouldn't have been running up there. Let me get interviewed, man. Yeah, they apparently suck something in some kid. I don't even know him.
And I thought that the reporters weren't supposed to talk to minors without their permission, like parents' permission.
Maybe they use seniors.
Yeah, you could.
Hey, kid, how are you 18? All right, yeah.
Yeah, good. You know, these kids don't exactly sound that bright, the ones that they got, so maybe they should be looking into that.
Yeah.
We were told the students in the video haven't been seen in class since school leaders found out, and that there has been a show of support for the victim.
I think Proctor has...
So was there any support from him before, or was this just a kid that they teased and ridiculed on a daily basis, and then one day they're sticking maybe or maybe not plungers in him?
Probably on a daily basis, because you would think it would be other people in there who would like hopefully like step up. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
but that's a kid you got to keep an eye on for, you know, a possible school shooter. Like, could I'm being dead serious.
Or suicide.
Like,
I mean, that's
no. What would you do? Content. What would you do if somebody did that to you, Ciroc, at a young? I mean, like, you would want
you gotta
to
kill him.
I don't,
yeah, like there's certain things that it's like that happens to you. If they do, you have to kill that other person. Like, I'm sorry, you can be scared of dying or killing whatever. You have to, if that happens and on video, you have to kill that person.
Yeah, I think you burned down their
and
house.
His firstborn.
Once it's on the internet, or the most disrespectful thing you can do is try to have sex with his mom. Like,
could you imagine back in the day when you were getting hazed, if people were filming it, you go to do the shoe tie gimmick and somebody's got a camera right there as you get,
yeah, it's like Black Snake Moan.
Yeah. Well, there might be a few moans, but those will be later on. Low bathroom grunts. I think the same slapping sounds were heard in another bathroom.
Yeah, rhythmic slapping.
Really, yeah,
rhythmic slapping.
Again, these a lot of locker room and shower room horseplay that needs to be taken into. Where was the coach at? What was he doing in his
probably
little office?
Dances.
In that? Did he have one of those weird offices? Yeah,
he was
the
probably
the tech.
Producer of the film.
He's the one filming video. It. Yeah, I hate that, like, son of a bitch.
I know, right? All right, scene one.
Like the lighting's right. Two. We're already 3, 2, 1. Scene one. All right, take the plunger and go.
He's standing over in the corner doing the slow nod, going, "You weren't gonna make the team anyway."
Yeah. Do you scream when that? What are you saying? If you're the guy that's being pinned down, like, what do you say? Are you saying stop it? You screaming, or you just take it?
I mean, you can't show weakness. You just gotta be like, yeah. Is that the best you got? Is that the best you got?
Puddle's like trying to reverse the heat. If it happens to him, he'd be like, "Yeah, maybe I like it. Maybe I like it. Film it. I don't care.
Yeah,
I
don't care.
Give me a copy of it. I want to edit it down.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
I mean, what good does it do? Like, if the person's like, you know, even, and then it becomes a hate crime. You know, like if you like said like you're like, yeah,
gay or something, or then yeah, who knows? These kids are all going to be in a lot of trouble. And again, whoever filmed it is going to be in a lot of trouble as well. Even if they're going to play the "I didn't do it. I didn't have any part in it."
Did this recently happen?
Yes.
You think this is like national newsworthy?
It happened minutes ago.
Yeah. All right. Let's finish out this story.
Good kids, and that it's not very fair to clump everybody together over one's actions.
I don't think they should have took away everyone's football season. I think that they should give the rest of the kids a chance, because genuinely they were not there. They weren't a part of it.
We did check again today, and the superintendent, school board, and police are still not talking publicly about what happened, all citing privacy laws for their decisions to stay quiet. In Proctor, Liz Collin, WCCO.
In Proctor,
Liz Collin.
Well, yeah, it involves a kid getting something stuck in them. Of course they don't want to rush to make statements. Whatever funding they have will get pulled if they say the wrong thing. You got to look at it from their perspective, too.
All right, I'm going to leave it up to you, Charlie. I don't think we got a lot of super chat money.
No.
And
I
don't want to get demonetized. Save that video.
Yeah, I think
we keep it in there on a day when we get a big...
Why don't we just do
Tyson Fury thing?
Yeah, really quick.
Okay.
All right, so before we play this audio, have you been seeing they're pumping up the Tyson Fury, Deontay Wilder fight?
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
They were like, you know, kind of like calling each other out, and there's just something I love about Tyson Fury, just because he's just like a regular. Well, I understand that, but like his accent and everything all together, he looks just like one of those guys that are in a bar. Like, he doesn't even train. Like, he's just shows up and yeah, like, I mean, Deontay Wilder like hit him with the hardest shot in one of the previous fights, and everybody thought that there's no way Tyson Fury's getting up, or you know, and he did. He got up because he was knocked out. Like, his eyes were rolling in the back of his head. So I think Deontay Wilder won the first one, correct? And then Tyson Fury won the second.
I think so. That was like last May, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, this is them kind of like a quick little clip that I pulled. And it's funny, like, Deontay Wilder is like trying to act all big and bad and like trying to be like hard. Mm-hmm. And then listen to what Tyson Fury says. He curses, but I reversed the curse word. So, you know, all right. So go ahead and play that real quick. It's real short, and we could talk about it and play it again.
Tyson Fury, I'm going to be short, sweet and simple. This fight right here, you better be preparing. You better train your butt off as if your life depends on it, because your life depends on it. Don't go up, miss.
I'm going to smash your fucking face in, you prick. How about that for a fucking message?
That's what Tyson Fury just said. I'm gonna
very limited vocabulary they have.
Well, but I mean, that's the guy you don't want to fight, right? Like no. The one that just has little words to say. Can we just get into the Tyson Fury part of what he has to say?
Tyson,
just listen to this, all right?
I'm gonna smash your fucking face in, you prick. How about that for a fucking message?
That's great. What was the whole from
he right? Sounds like Conor McGregor's dead after Conor lost.
Kinda. Did you see the photo of Conor McGregor in the short shorts smoking some kind of like hand rolled cigarette?
did you guys see that first pitch that he tried to throw out?
Oh my god, it was terrible.
It was worse than Gary Delabate.
How do you not
he threw it like in the stands.
And his suit was way too tight. Like
you can't do it in a tight suit. And how do you not practice that? You know you're going to be throwing out a first pitch. Just go and throw a couple times. It's not hard to throw a baseball.
Say what you want. George W. Bush threw the best first pitch. It was right after 9/11. It was the Yankees and the Mets. But he also, but he was a baseball player. He was a baseball owner. So
he threw a slider. But,
yeah. So, guys, I appreciate today's show. I don't even know how long we did today. Hell,
like 45, I think.
We had a little interlude while you yelled at the guy upstairs. So it sounds like you did.
They're starting up again. I can hear minutes. It.
Ooh. Anyway.
They're like, F that podcast. We they're tuned in. They're like.
Follow Charlie Alamo at Real Lame Charlie, at Real Lame Charlie on Twitter. And you can check out Ciroc, who is the host of the Weekly Review podcast. Tell people how they can find it.
Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Facebook, and YouTube. Just type in the Weekly Review, and I'm gonna cut it off right there because the extra part it's too much. It's
too
much information. Yeah.
See, I'm doing the Weekend in Review, and it's a one-on-one podcast. So if I just started it a few minutes ago. So if you hit me up on Twitter, then I'll give you a phone number. I'll call you and do the podcast for you over the phone.
Boom!
Breaking into a new medium.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
I like that.
I literally just made it up, but I'll do it. I mean, if somebody asked me to. So,
watch like collections right, start calling. Collections start calling. Like, yes, you owe us.
I'm gonna be screwed then.
Oh, one thing before we go, what did you guys think about the Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp?
I'm not on any of those, so I didn't even know that happened. So yesterday when you sent that tweet, I was like, okay, what does this mean? And then I looked into it, and then it made me laugh because I was like, oh, I get it now. I was like, what, Zuckerberg?
Do you think that was Zuckerberg and them trying to get rid of a bunch of stuff they didn't want the government seeing?
That's the old pull the plug and dump a bunch of files.
No.
Pull the plug and dump all the files. Oh, me or him? Did you curse?
No, I was talking about Ciroc. It sounded like curse, you said. No. Okay, all right. I'm sorry.
You made the whole show without cursing.
I didn't do it. I promise.
Okay. Congrats. I know that's got to be hard for you. I bet as soon as the video goes off, you're just going to yell a big F. Yeah,
I do.
I'm holding them in.
Or you're going to go yell at your girlfriend.
Every week, it'll be every other video that gets demonetized, and it won't even be for cursing.
Yeah. See, I wish I could play that pedophile getting confronted video because,
how long is it?
It's like 3 minutes, but you know what? Let's save it for another day.
Okay. I mean, it's not like the confrontation is going to get old or anything. It's still going to be there. Uh-oh, somebody's here.
All right, let's get out of here. I think the Federales, it's going to be Ruby
Ridge. They're busting down my door about that, footage.
It's Ruby Ridge now. They're rushing it. Of Charlie's cousins and uncles are out there with muskets.
I've lost a few already. Well, I need them on the
front
line.
Got the place around it. Come out with your hands up.
I got a relative up on the widow's peak of my house ready.
All right, guys, I appreciate everybody for listening. Thank you, Charlie. Thank you, Ciroc. Have a good one.
Peace.